Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Thank you for joining us for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. This week, we've been sharing with you some of the messages taught at the New Jersey Victory Campaign that our ministry hosted earlier this year. We were inspired by the anointed teaching that came from the men of God in those meetings. They reminded us that because we are children of God, our identity is in Christ Jesus, and therefore, we have the right to use our faith and expect the same results that Jesus had. Today, we're hearing from Brother Creflo Dollar as he concludes his study on our true identity in Christ. Discover how victory over the storms of life comes when you choose to align yourself with his identity and rest in the finished work of Jesus.
We're going to talk about recognizing our true identity, our Jesus identity. And then we need to figure out how to get in sync with that true identity. So Ephesians chapter 2 and 10. All right. In the King James, he says, "For we are his workmanship, we're created in Christ." We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. All right. Now, the mirror says this. He says, we are engineered by his design. We are engineered by his design. Somebody said, where you get that from? Well, he made us in his image. He made us in his likeness. We are engineered by his design. He molded and manufactured us in Christ. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. We are his workmanship, his poetry. We are fully fit to do good, equipped to give attractive evidence of his likeness in us in everything, with everything we do. We are, now we're in Christ, we are fully equipped. Fully equipped with everything we need to give an illustration and an example of his likeness. You absolutely sometimes forget who you are. You are fully equipped with everything you need to give an excellent illustration of his likeness. Jesus said, if you have seen the Father, you have seen me. We ought to be saying, if you've seen Jesus, glory to God, you've seen me. And if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus. And if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus and you've seen the Father. Because I'm fully equipped to give you a great illustration of what they're like. All right, let's move a little farther with this now. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 18. I like to start off here with the 2 Corinthians 3:18. Here's what he says in the King James. I need to calm down. I got a ways to go. But we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we're changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord, just by beholding him, we're changed in the same image. And this is done by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, look at this in this verse, in this translation. Now, we all with new understanding see ourselves in him as in a mirror. I see myself in him like I see myself in a mirror. Which means I am or should be a reflection of him. But you let the world and religion scare you out of holding on to the fact that you are a reflection of him. And just like you see yourself in the mirror every morning, he says we should see ourselves every day in, like we're looking into a mirror. See ourselves in him. And when we look at him, we should see ourselves. When we see Jesus, we should say, ooh, that's me. So practically speaking here in this verse, our identity is the image of Christ. And when we see him, watch this, we see ourselves. When we see him, we see ourselves. Go to 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17. When we see him, we see ourselves. Oh my gosh. This is what I'm saying. You got to practice this. You got to rehearse this. You got to tell yourself this. Every time you do something that doesn't line up with that design, you just say, that's not me. That's not me. You let the devil and yourself know, that's not me. Look at verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness, confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And notice that's not past tense. That's present tense. Notice that's present tense. As he is, so are we in this world. That's not the future. That's present identity. That's our present identity. As he is, so are we. That's our present identity. In Christ, our identity is righteous. In Christ, our identity is innocence. In Christ, loved. We're empowered. We're complete in this union with God. That is our identity. 1 John, 4:17, the mirror says this. He says, so now in our awakening to our joint inclusion in this love union, everything is perfect. Its completeness is not compromised in contradiction. Our confident conversation echoes this fellowship even in the face of crisis, because as he is, so are we in this world. Our lives are mirrored in him. There it is again. Our lives are mirrored in him. We are as blameless in this life as Jesus is. My God, we are as blameless in this life as Jesus is. Please understand, I am the righteousness of God, not because what I did to become righteous, but I am righteous because of what Jesus did to become righteous. Jesus is my righteousness, and so I'm righteous because of Jesus. My righteousness is a gift. It is not something I deserve. It is a gift that has been given to me. Glory to God. And so likewise, we've got to learn how to receive the gift. This perfect love union is the source of our confidence whenever we face the scrutiny of contradiction. He says that so as he is, so are we in this world. Our lives are mirrored in him. We are as blameless. We are as blameless in this life as Jesus is. I'm as blameless. I'm as blameless as Jesus is. Part of what righteousness is it's a man that accepts righteousness as if he's never sinned. But that's hard on a lot of folks, because they just can't get that. All right, now, y'all ready? Y'all got all that right now? Now, my identity, I should now live from my true identity. I should live from my true identity in my job. I'm working from my identity. When I deal in my marriage, I'm not dealing with my marriage in pride and in ego. I remind myself of my true identity, and I'm working from my true identity. You follow me? And so I'm working out of love and mercy. And then whenever you raise your voice, Or you get fearful or prideful, you say, that's not me. Here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, all right, you go to work, or let's say fear knocks on the door. All right, normally you would get fearful. You listen to the news, you hear all the things going on, you would get fearful. You have to speak to yourself and say, no, that's not me anymore. I don't get fearful when bad news is being broadcast. I have a spirit of love and a spirit of power and a sound mind. You have to speak to yourself. That's not me anymore. Or you hold unforgiveness. You have to tell yourself, that's not me anymore. And listen, this is life. And either you're going to do life or life going to do you. So stuff happen. Stuff happens. Oh, but I'm a faith person, and stuff gonna definitely happen, because they that live godly shall suffer persecution.
Yes. That's right.
You know what he's saying? You must mature.
Yes, sir.
But you will not mature in your comfort zone.
That's right.
Now, that's not saying that God's sending crazy stuff at you, but if when the stuff come at you, mature. Check this out. The boys in the fiery furnace.
Yeah.
Jesus did not take away the fire out of the furnace.
Right.
That's right.
See, you keep asking him, take it away, Lord. Take this away from me. Take this pain away from me. Take this debt away from me. Take it away. And God like, no, we're going to use this. It's time for you to mature. We're going to use this. And notice what he did. I'm not going to take the fire out the furnace, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in the furnace with you, praise God. And we're going to develop a relationship in this furnace, and you're going to know me in this furnace. I believe a fourth man is ready to go with you everywhere you go. He didn't kill the lions when Daniel was in the lion den. Just like he didn't put out the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and that bad Negro. somebody got offended. Tell yourself, that's not me no more. No, I don't get offended no more. No, that's not me no more. No, don't just sit up there and just let it fester. You have to be careful, especially in the area of unforgiveness.
Yeah.
It's so easy for you to say, I forgive you, and it's just, you're just saying it.
Yeah.
I forgive you. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, I ain't going to never forget it. I might forgive you, but mm-hmm. So what happens with that person who refuses to let the forgiveness go? It starts boiling and simmering on the inside of you. And it develops bitterness. And bitterness will trouble you. Bitterness will make you sick. Bitterness is one of the elements that can cause you to commit murder. Bitter. Watch this. That's not me. You start talking to yourself. Psalms, hymns, spiritual. I don't have bitterness. I refuse it. I resist it. I'm almost where I want to be. I resist bitterness. That ain't me. I ain't doing that. Everything I do in this Christian life, I do it from that true identity, from that Jesus identity.
Yes.
Even when I pray.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Even when I pray, if I pray from my true identity, I'm not trying to reach heaven and begging God to try to do something for me. In my true identity, I'm seated with him.
Yes.
I am complete in him. I am seated with him. Oh, glory to God. I'm seated with him in heavenly places. Some of y'all still wonder if you're going to go to heaven. How you think you're going to miss heaven when you're sitting there? You got a seat. I am seated with him in heavenly places. Woo, glory to God. I'm seated with him in heavenly places. I am complete. I am righteous. I am forgiven. I am seated with him. I was buried with him. I was resurrected with him. I was raised with him. I am seated with him. Why am I hollering and screaming trying to reach heaven? See, when you're serious about living from your identity, you're not going to shame me out of my identity. You're not going to condemn me out of my identity. That's the whole battle. The battle is the storm is going to come to try to see if it can get you out of your identity. All right. So I'm there now. Now I need the Holy Ghost to give me the proper articulation. Now, so So everything flows from my Jesus identity. Yes. Everything flows from my true identity. And I study more and I learn more and more about who I am. But I settle it right now. I am a mirror image of him. You have to remain in alignment with this true identity.
Amen.
So we've had a lot of storms lately. And you have satellite dishes on your house. And sometimes the storms will knock the satellite dish to the left. And you don't pick up nothing in your receiver. There's nothing wrong with the satellite. It's just a storm came by and moved the satellite. So all you got to do now is to get somebody on the roof to get your satellite adjusted and put back in alignment. That's what this Christian life is about. Satan throws storms to try to get you out of alignment. And you got to realize, wait a minute, this is not a crisis. I just need to.
Yes. Yes.
Your Christian life is about recognizing.
Yes.
What's that? What is it I said the other day? Yeah. It's about remembering and responding. Remembering your true identity and responding appropriately. It's about alignment. It's about alignment, ladies and gentlemen. It's about alignment. Jesus said, whatever the Father do, that's what I do. It's about alignment. If things are going crazy right now, get in alignment. Yeah, but I still feel the same way. We ain't living by those things. Get in alignment. Now, I'm not saying you're emotionless because you have emotions, but you got to make sure that the negative emotions don't move you in the wrong directions. Yeah. Emotions move you in the directions. Make sure you don't have negative emotions. Look at what I'm saying. Negative emotions, watch your dish, moving you in the wrong direction. Still, it's an alignment issue. It's still an alignment issue, guys. Whatever is happening or not happening in your life tonight is an issue of alignment. Aligning with what? Aligning with the finished works.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Righteousness is a finished work. Healing is a finished work. Now, I had the Lord say this to me. Your prosperity is a finished work.
Amen.
Your prosperity is as finished as your righteousness is.
Amen.
I know what you're thinking about. Now, I'm getting ready to say some stuff now. All right, now listen to me now. There is a difference between self-effort and I'll call it two things until you get what I'm saying. Self-effort and permitted effort. In other words, I call it permitted effort because the new covenant still requires effort, but it's not the same kind of effort as the old covenant required. All right, let me explain myself. I now want to call permitted effort redeemed effort. Now, follow me carefully here. Ooh, Jesus, we're on our trail, ain't we? We sniffing this thing out like a hound dog, but we're going to find that bone. All right. Self-effort was your effort to try to produce what Jesus has finished. Self-effort is you're working to try to be righteous. You're working to try to be redeemed. You're working to try to do all those things. But those were all gifts. They were gifted to us by Jesus Christ. Now watch this. So is effort still required? Yeah. Now under the new covenant, our effort has been redeemed to where we're no longer having to earn what Jesus has already finished. But now the effort we used is effort that is applied to our relationship and our intimacy as we are now moving from the finished works of Jesus. Your identity is a finished work. You ain't be trying to get your identity. He already finished your identity. So this redeemed effort is partnering with the Holy Ghost, praise God, to help you to do what's necessary to stay in alignment.
Yes. Yes.
Hebrews chapter 4, 10 and 11, put it up for a moment. There's a word called labor. That's what I'm trying to define under this new covenant, labor. All right, now watch this. For he that is entered into his rest, yeah. entered into the rest. I'll submit to you because I don't have time to preach two sermons on it, but I have. The rest is the finished work,
right. Yeah.
The done deal,
right.
The thing that Jesus did perfectly that you and I can't improve on.
Amen.
Enter into the rest. Now notice what it said. He also has ceased from his own works as God did from his.
Yeah.
Next verse. Verse 11. Let us labor. Now that's weird. Now you're telling us to rest. Now you're saying labor. Let us labor therefore to enter that rest. He didn't say labor to be righteous. He didn't say labor to be redeemed. He didn't say labor to be holy. He didn't say labor to prosper. He didn't say labor to get healed. He said labor to enter into the rest. In other words, those things are finished. I need you to labor or to align yourself or, oh, glory to God, to do what's necessary to stay at rest.
Yes.
Do what you got to do to stay at rest.
Yes.
Let me go another way. So Jesus, somebody said, that's good. That ain't good of me. I need to feel it in my gut. All right. So Jesus died to obtain all the things that were finished. Let's call it your victory.
Yeah.
Jesus died to obtain your victory.
Right.
We don't need you to climb on the cross and shed your little blood to do what Jesus has perfectly done. But now here's what we need you to do, because you got a part in this. Here's your effort. Your job is to maintain what Jesus obtained. All right, now watch this. The maintaining part is called labor. So now what does labor look like? Here's what labor looks like. You're the righteousness of God. A storm comes to try to knock you off your righteousness, and there are several practical things you do. I'm going to get in the Word and study what the Word says about me being righteous. I'm going to go and pray and begin to thank God for my righteousness. I am going to listen to teachings that the thing. I'm going to sing songs about my righteousness. I'm going to worship Him over my righteousness. I'm going to get in gratitude over my righteousness. What is all of that? That's labor. Labor to rest in your true identity.
Amen.
Means no, that's not me no more. Means when fear knocks on the door, I don't have fear no more. That's not me anymore. I have a spirit of love and power. I have a sound mind. That's laboring to rest in your true identity.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
We put our brains to work, creativity to work, our hands to work, equipment to work, and tools to work, trusting in the ability of each component to engage and get the job done. Are you putting your faith to work? As believers, we have access to everything God has, because faith in God, activated by the Word, will work. With Kenneth Copeland's MP3 teaching series, How to Put Your Faith to Work, you'll learn exactly that. Through six dynamic messages, you'll learn how to make the decision to believe, how to develop your faith, and then how to use it on purpose every day. Download these messages and grow your faith wherever you go. Faith isn't meant to sit idle. It's a living, creative force designed to change circumstances, overcome obstacles, and connect you to everything God has promised. Don't let your faith sit on the sidelines. Use your faith like a mechanic uses a tool, and begin a life of faith that works for you. You have the faith of God dwelling inside you, and your faith will work for you just like it does for Him. Download your copy of Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching series, How to Put Your Faith to Work, free on our website, kcm.org/TV special. This offer is good for 60 days. Learn from God's Word how faith works and start receiving His promises in your life. For more information about this free offer, please contact your regional office.
When you understand who you are in Christ Jesus, it affects everything in your life. It gives you boldness because you know He loves you. You know without a doubt that all of God's promises to you are yes and amen. And you're confident that God hears you when you come to Him in prayer. Today in the United States, we remember the brave men and women who gave their lives rescuing those that were affected by the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. We honor their bravery and sacrifice as they boldly protected innocent lives. So please join me in praying for those who were affected by the events of that day, that their loved ones be filled with peace and comfort from the Holy Spirit. Because of our identity in Christ, we have the guarantee that whatever we ask for in faith, our Father will grant it. Father, You are good and Your mercy endures forever. You mend the brokenhearted because You're good and Your mercy endures forever. We stand in the gap for all the families that endured tragedy and suffered loss, and we receive comfort from Your mighty hand. Amen. Now, remember, Jesus bore grief and suffered for us. Therefore, that is no longer our identity. Jesus was anointed with the oil of gladness. So receive His joy and be empowered to walk in victory. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.